Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're betting that it's a pretty good bet that you may be a lot more anxious today than you were yesterday. We're piling in anxieties on top of stress, on top of fear, on top of cabin fever. So how are you coping? How are we all coping? Let's begin with emotional stress. Dr. Vail Wright, Director of Clinical Research at the American Psychological Association. So, Dr. Wright, there really aren't any models, I would suspect, for this sort of situation in modern American times, modern world times, really. So what advice can you give to people who then may shoot back at you and say, yeah, but, you know, your advice sounds good, but what's that based on?
Yeah, thanks for having me. You know, this is a truly unprecedented event for most of us in our adult lifetimes. And there's an incredible amount of uncertainty. And it's that uncertainty that really leads to the sense of threat and danger, which in turn drives the anxiety and stress. And so it's critically important that people prepare themselves both physically and emotionally without panicking. And so there are some things we know we can do physically, washing our hands, the social distancing, which is really critical. But we also need to prioritize our mental and emotional health by engaging in self-care and staying connected, at least virtually, with our loved ones.
Yeah, what do you do? Because we are social creatures by nature, so you have to try and keep in touch with people?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the one benefit of technology, of course, is that it does enable us to connect. So that can be text, that can be phone, that can be video chat, that can be social media. And I think we really need to make a concerted effort right now, particularly if we have loved ones that we know are prone to anxiety or mental health conditions, have maybe substance use problems in the past, or older adults that we know have to isolate. We need to be the ones that reach out to them proactively and engage them in a social connection.
What do you advise to people who have actually maybe gone past the state of being anxious and they're actually at the state of being just outright scared?
And to be honest, there's a lot of reason to be fearful and a lot of reason to be anxious right now. So I don't think we need to treat these as if they're somehow abnormal. This is an anxiety-provoking time. Now, if your anxiety and your fear is starting to interfere in your life in a super significant way, like you aren't able to engage in your work or schooling, or you're not able to take care of yourself or your family, that's when it's time to reach out for professional services. A lot of psychologists, we've really been working hard at the APA to enable providers to do telehealth services, so that's getting therapy over the phone or getting therapy via video chat. So we really encourage people to reach out professionally if that's the level of service that you need.
And there are a couple that are already out there that are services that are just built around video or phone. I think one of them's BetterHelp, right? You can just get a new psychologist and you can get one right over the phone pretty fast.
Yeah, there are a lot of new options out there with technology. There are video chatting services as well as apps. And so seeking out some level of help is really important. You can also contact your community mental health services or your primary care physician to see if they have recommendations for professionals in your area to see.
What do you think professionals, yourself included, are learning from this?
I think that one of the things that we're going to be learning is, I think at the end of the day, how adaptive and resilient we are as people, that when we do come together as a community, as we think about how we can protect not only ourselves but others, that we have demonstrated just a huge capacity towards acts of kindness and looking out after each other. I think hopefully that's the message that we'll end up taking away from an experience like this.
When the days start to drag, you know, when we're into next week and then we're in the week after that, what do you do? Do you try and break up the day as much as possible? So you wake up, I'm feeling good today. That's a plus. Let's start there. And then I'm going to do some work. And then I'm going to call a friend at this time. And I'm going to move from room to room. Even if I'm in my own house, at least it makes it feel a little bit different.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really important to maintain a routine. So to not treat this like it's a vacation or like it's, you know, here in the Midwest, like it's a snow day. But instead, making sure you're still getting up at a regular time, that you're showering, that you're getting dressed, that you're moving around in your room, that you're mixing things up. And at the same time, we have to recognize that this is a really challenging and unprecedented situation, and it's really important to not be too hard on ourselves, to maybe relax our expectations when it comes to, you know, how we get things done and how productive we are. There's a balancing act there.
You said you're in the Midwest. Whereabouts?
I'm in Chicago.
Chicago. So I understand that Illinois is going to be joining California and, I guess, New York over the weekend in having a shelter and in place thing. So I'm just curious what your own reaction is.
Yeah, exactly. So the area I've been in has actually been in shelter in place since yesterday, and the rest of the state is anticipated, as you mentioned, to go this weekend. It certainly was very anxiety-provoking for me, if I'm being completely honest, trying to think about what that meant and how that might change my already reduced routine where you can't go anywhere, but I think it's really important to get the facts. I think a lot of misinformation is easily spread when it comes to things like lockdown orders or shelter in place. So really, if you can read the order itself, go to the websites, make sure you know the right information. Usually it's not nearly as dire as I think we often fear it will be.
Dr. Vale Wright, Director of Clinical Research, American Psychological Association.